a production of South Dakota Public Broadcasting.
House will now come to order. Leading us in prayer today is Pastor Josh Bauman from the Fort Pierre Ministerial Association, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance led by Paige Jordan Silbernacle in Rapid City, and John Haugard, who is the son of Representative Haugard from Sioux Falls.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Please join me in prayer. Dear gracious and heavenly Father, on this 13th day of the legislative session, continue to sustain and bless these men and women in their service to the people of South Dakota. Thank you for the open dialogue of yesterday, for the respect and due diligence given to such an impactful and weighty topic, and thank you for the respect and collegiality. Thank you, God, for the relationships you have placed us in and for our families. I ask that you continue to guide the matters of this day. Look with favor upon this house, Mr. Speaker, and all gathered. Keep safe those who travel, those who watch football this weekend, and refresh us. May both Super Bowl teams lose or at least play a well-fought match. Father, go with us this day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
The clerk will call the roll.
Representative Anderson, Bartling, Beal, Boland, Bordeaux, Bruner, Campbell, Consett, Craig, Cronin, Deutsch, DeSanto, Dryden, Duvall, Feichert, Gibson, Gosch, Greenfield, Hager, Harrison, Haugard, Hawks, Hawley, Heidemann, Hickey, Holmes, Hunhoff, Hunt, Jensen, Johns, Kaiser, Killer, Kirschman, Klum, Langer, Latterall, Marty, May, McCleary, Mickelson, Munsterman, Nordstrup, Otten, Partridge, Peterson, Qualm, Rasmussen, Ring, Romkema, Rounds, Rosum, Russell, Schaefer, Schoenbeck, Shanefish, Schremp, Sly, Soley, Solem, Stalzer, Stevens, Tolson, Vercio, Werner, Westra, Wick, Willidson, Woolman, Zickman, Speaker Wink.
Here.
Mr. Speaker, a quorum is present.
Approval of the journal.
Mr. Speaker, the Committee on Legislative Procedure respectfully reports that the Chief Clerk of the House has had under consideration the House Journal of the 12th day. All errors, typographical or otherwise, are duly marked in the temporary journal for correction, and we hereby move the adoption of the report. Respectfully submitted, Dean Wing, Chair.
Those in favor of approving the journal signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Journal is approved. Would Jeremiah Klum please step forward? Jeremiah has been an intern in our technology for a while. We're losing him today. He's going to go back to school at Dakota State. He'll probably, he's majoring in cyber security. So in a few years, he'll probably be your contact in the State Department in Washington, D.C. But we have a certificate of appreciation here to Jeremiah. This is in recognition of the outstanding service given to the 2015 South Dakota Legislature as a legislative computer intern. So let's give Jeremiah a hand of our appreciation. Our doctor of the day is Dr. Dan Heineman, who is a cousin to our Representative Heineman here. He's from Canton, and he's from Representative Boland's and Representative Anderson's district. Thank you for serving here today. Appreciate it. Let's give him a hand. We have a few announcements. Today we'd like to welcome South Dakota Partners in Policymaking. I believe they're up to my left, your right. The individuals in this group are from all corners of South Dakota and are disability advocates. The Leadership Empowerment Program facilitated by South Dakota Advocacy Services in its 23rd year in South Dakota, and over 500 citizens have successfully completed the course. Earlier today, the group met with legislators presenting mock testimony and learning about the legislative process. Welcome to the Capitol. Thank you very much. Give them a hand. We have a birthday in the legislative body today. Representative Greenfield just trying to crawl under her desk, but I think it's her birthday. Let's congratulate Representative Greenfield. Our Sergeant of Arms tells me there's a set of keys and a jacket was found. Check with Jim in the back if you're missing a set of keys and a jacket, just with our Sergeant of Arms. Last night was our Attorney General Marty Jackley's open house. It was well attended. We probably had 30 to 40 people there. The main event is the Top Gun competition. As well as other activities that were going on. Of the 35 shooters, there was approximately 12 that scored 47 or better. So we've got some shooters in the house. The top score is 50. There were only two legislators that shot a 50, Representative Herman Otten and Representative Matt Wolman. So they had a head-to-head shootout, and Representative Wolman prevailed. And so he is the designee to be the Top Gun for 2015 and the new sheriff in town. So let's give him a... Representative Wolman.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. First off, I'd like to point out that this was a team effort. It was, all of us to keep this trophy, keep this pride within the House of Representatives, and we did that. And then secondly, for all of you that paid your federal taxes, you helped provide my training in the 4 years of the Marine Corps. So thank you for your support.
Reports of standing committees.
The Committee on State Affairs respectfully reports that House Bill 1096 and Senate Bill 34 do pass, House Bill 1125 and Senate Bills 23 and 36 do pass and be placed on the consent calendar. Brian G. Gosch, Chair. The Committee on Appropriations respectfully reports that House Bill 1041 and 1050 do pass, House Bill 1002, 1047 and 1092 do pass as amended. Justin R. Cronin, Chair. The Committee on Commerce respectfully reports that House Bill 1098, 1111, and 1120 do pass. Tim Rounds, Chair. The Committee on Education respectfully reports that House Bill 1005, 1097, and 1117 do pass. Jacqueline Sly, Chair. The Committee on Judiciary respectfully reports that House Bill 1095 and Senate Bills 14 and 15 do pass. House Bills 1099 and 1119 do pass and be placed on the consent calendar. And House Bill 1083 and 1124 and Senate Bill 18 do pass as amended. G. Mark Mickelson, Chair.
Messages.
Mr. Speaker, I have the honor to return herewith HCR 1003, in which the Senate has concurred. Also, Mr. Speaker, I have the honor to return herewith House Bill 1045, which has passed the Senate without change. Also, Mr. Speaker, I have the honor to transmit herewith SCR 4, which has been adopted by the Senate, and your concurrence is respectfully requested. And also, Mr. Speaker, I have the honor to transmit herewith Senate Bills 45, 41, and 63, which have passed the Senate, and your favorable consideration is respectfully requested. Respectfully, Kay Johnson, Secretary.
Motions?
Senate Concurrent Resolution 2, endorsing the 31st anniversary of sister state relations with the Republic of China, Taiwan, Taiwan's inclusion in the Trans-Pacific Partnership, TPP, and Taiwan's participation as an observer in the International Civil Aviation Organization, ICAO. Representative Hunt moves that SCR 2 be concurred in.
That motion having been made and seconded for SCR 2 to be adopted is now up for consideration. Are there any remarks? Representative Hunt.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, and members of the body. Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 2 is our annual resolution dealing with our sister state relationship with Taiwan. Taiwan, as you know, has long been overshadowed by China, and China has prevented Taiwan from engaging in membership and in working with a number of international organizations. This resolution does a couple of things. One, it observes the 31st anniversary of our sister state relationship with Taiwan. Secondly, it basically encourages others to recognize that Taiwan should be involved in a number of international organizations that are based on the rim of the Pacific Ocean. Taiwan basically is a major economic force in the Eastern Pacific. It needs to be part of a number of these business organizations to make contributions. It has millions of travelers from Taiwan going around the nations in any one year. It's part of the international business community. And so this resolution would voice our support for its involvement with the organizations indicated here in the resolution. I've lived in Taiwan. I lived there for a couple of years. Each member of my family, each one of my children, have lived and worked in Taiwan. We have some pretty close relationships in Taiwan. But having lived there, you really get to know a people. And the Taiwan people are hardworking. They're democratic. They want to do what's good for their people just like we do. They share our same values, the values in the business world and other values that we here in the United States share. I would encourage your endorsement of Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 2. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Representative Hunt. Any other further remarks on Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 2? Representative Kaiser.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I have an amendment.
Would that be C20A?
Yes, it is.
Has it been distributed?
It has.
Do you wish to move it at this time?
I do.
Is there a second? We have a second. Are there any remarks on the amendment?
Yes, Mr. Speaker. Thank you. I, too, want to endorse Taiwan for their great moves forward and for what they're doing. The concern I have, excuse me, let me address this amendment here. This amendment would remove any mention of the Trans-Pacific Partnership from the resolution, the TPP. And a few of the reasons I do not want to commend the TPP is due to their secretive nature in which they hold their meetings. We've, as the U.S. government has allowed this secretive body to meet and discuss policies that should be done by the government, but yet we're allowing these corporate, official corporations to meet in secret and decide what policies are going to benefit trade. These TPP meetings, the text are not shared with the U.S. Congress, nor are they open to the public. So I'm immediately apprehensive of anything secret. From what we can understand, The TPP has 29 different draft chapters, and actually only a handful, about five, actually deal with trade. They're drafting up other policies that would affect the whole United States to things like SOPA and internet securities. TPP, if their negotiations go through on what they've been working on for the last 6 years, it could affect and offshore American jobs, could jack up the cost of medicines. Like I said, it could sneak in certain policies and revisions over internet security. They could expose the U.S. to unsafe foods and products. They could roll back Wall Street reforms. And it is because of all these reasons, they're meeting in secret, they won't open up their policies to us, that I can't endorse TPP. I would encourage you to pass the amendment so we can all be supportive of Taiwan and then go ahead and vote yes for the resolution. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative. Any further remarks on the amendment, C20A? Any further remarks on the amendment? Representative Hunt.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I can appreciate the representative's concerns about TPP, but the problem is that we can find similar concerns with most every international organization. I'll name the United Nations as one. We don't agree with everything they do, but we go there and we participate so that we can get our viewpoint across. There are 11 members of the TPP. Let me just name those members. The first is Australia. The next is Brunei. The next is Canada, Japan, Malaysia, Mexico, New Zealand, Peru, Singapore, the United States, and Vietnam. Now, these are not necessarily nations that are known as radical nations. There may be aspects of their operation that we do not concur in. But I think it's important to remember, when we're not involved in some organization, there could be a vacuum. And sometimes the other side enters into that vacuum and works against the values that we would otherwise espouse. I believe that in passing this resolution and in recognizing the TPT and encouraging the rest of the world, especially the Pacific area, to participate and to allow Taiwan to participate in these groups and organizations will give us another democratic vote in these organizations, which can only work to our good. I would appreciate it if you would defeat the amendment and go on to pass the resolution. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Representative. Any further remarks on the amendment, C20A? Hearing none, the question before being Representative Kaiser's motion to amend SCR 2. Does any member wish the motion to amend be reread? This will be a voice vote. If not, those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay.
No.
Motion fails. Are there any other remarks concerning the SCR 2? Hearing no further remarks, the question before the House is adoption of SCR 2. Those in favor will vote yea, those opposed nay. The clerk will unlock the voting machine and the members will proceed to vote. Representative Haugard. Granted.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I appreciate the opportunity to introduce my son, who's already been introduced. He's one of the pages here this week and next week. And then also my wife, who's up in the gallery, seated along with the Hager family, my wife Mary.
Welcome, Mrs. Haugard.
And also my daughter Elise, who's seated in the back. She's been here for the past couple of days and will probably be here again next week for a day or so. So Elise has been helping me out this week.
Very good. Thank you.
Representative Consett Willitson. Mr. Speaker, all members present have voted.
The clerk will please display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there are 64 yeas, 3 nays, 3 excused.
Senate concurrent resolution number 2, having received a majority vote of the members elect, is hereby adopted.
Senate Concurrent Resolution 3, recognizing the mutual benefit between health care sharing and health savings accounts. Representative Craig moves that SCR 3 be concurred in.
Second.
That motion having been made and seconded for Senate Concurrent Resolution number 3 to be adopted is now up for consideration. Are there any remarks? Representative Craig.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, members of the House. Senate Concurrent Resolution 3 is simply an effort to acknowledge the beneficial relationship between a mutual benefit health care industry and health savings accounts. The mutual benefit health industry is comprised of groups of people generally associated with a church or a faith community that have agreed together to share their health care costs among the members of the group. A health savings account, or an HSA, is a valuable tool to assist the members of the health care sharing group to further manage their health care costs. The resolution is simply intended to recognize the beneficial relationship between the health care sharing ministry and an HSA. Ask that you would support this resolution. Thank you, Mr. Speaker, and members of the House.
Thank you, Representative. Any further remarks on Senate Concurrent Resolution number 3? Hearing no further remarks, the question before the House is adoption of SCR 3. Those in favor will vote yea, those opposed nay. The clerk will unlock the voting machine and the members will proceed to vote. Representative Johns.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. You'll find on your desk a beef stick, compliments of Representative Johns. Now, I'm not doing this out of the goodness of my heart. Yesterday, my phone went off. I don't think most of you heard it, but I did self-report to the speaker, and I asked for leniency, and he wouldn't buy it. So I am complying with my sentence. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Representative Johns. As you would know, as a judge for 32 years, honesty is always the best policy, right?
Mr. Speaker, point of order.
Representative Nostrup.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Point of order. It is against the House rules to use anything as a prop, and Representative Johns held that beef jerky up in the air, and it's been a tradition of this body when someone does that, the penalty be beef jerky.
I think that's referred to as doubling down, Representative Johns. Okay. Chief Clerk, we have a vote.
Representative Boland and Schaefer. Mr. Speaker, all members present have voted.
The clerk will please display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there are 59 yeas, 8 nays, 3 excused.
Senate Concurrent Resolution number 3, having received a majority vote of the member-elect, is hereby concurred.
Senate Concurrent Resolution 4, urging Congress to support equity and sales tax fairness. The Speaker has waived the committee referral.
Consideration reports.
Representative Gosch moves that the report of the Standing Committee on Local Government on House Bill 1081 of the House Journal be adopted.
Those in favor of the Gosch motion to adopt the report signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carries. First reading of House bills.
The following bills were read on Thursday, January 29th, and today the Speaker assigns these bills to committee.
House bills 1174 and 1178 to Commerce, 1172 to Education, 1173 to Judiciary, 1175, 1176, and 1177 to State Affairs.
House Bill 1179, an act to revise the definition of a veteran. House Bill 1180, an act to revise certain provisions regarding the regulation of captive insurance companies. House Bill 1181, an act to authorize the manufacture of cider in certain amounts. House Bill 1182, an act to limit the number of apprentices to be supervised by an electrician. House Bill 1183, an act to repeal the prohibition against carrying permitted concealed weapons in a state capitol building.
Preparation for the Jobs for America's Graduates Program declare an emergency.
Speaker assigns House Bills 1185, 1186, 1187, 1188, 1189, 1190, 1191, 1192 to Appropriations. I'm not sure you're going to be able to go home for the weekend, Representative. House Bills 1180, 1181, 1182 to Commerce, 1184 to Education, 1194 to Local Government, House Bills 1179, 1183, House Joint Resolution 1004 to State Affairs, and House Bill 1193 to Taxation. Speaker declares that House Bill 1164 was withdrawn at the request of the prime sponsor pursuant to Joint Rule 6B1.1. First reading of Senate bills.
The following bills were read on Thursday, January 29th, and today the Speaker assigns these bills to committee.
Senate Bill 43 to Appropriations, Senate Bill 38 and 48 to Judiciary, Senate Bill 8 and 33 to State Affairs.
Senate Bill 41, an act to revise certain provisions pertaining to commercial driver licensing. Senate Bill 45, an act to revise certain provisions relating to the sale of unpasteurized raw milk. Senate Bill 63, an act to adopt the Interstate Medical Licensure Compact.
Speaker assigns Senate Bill 45 to Agriculture and Natural Resources, Senate Bill 63 to Health and Human Services, and Senate Bill 41 to Transportation. Consent calendar items.
House Bill 1084, an act to expand collateral eligibility to be pledged as security for public deposits. House Bill 1104, an act to revise certain provisions regarding the notification procedure for payment of delinquent special assessments.
Consent calendar bills, having had their second reading, are up for consideration and final passage. Are there any questions? Seeing none, the question before the House is final passage of bills on the consent calendar. Those in favor vote yea, those opposed nay. The clerk will unlock the voting machine and the members will proceed to vote. Representative Hager.
Personal privilege.
Granted.
Yeah, that's what I said. Thank you. once again speechless. I would also just like to recognize in the gallery above me my first wife, Michelle, and my daughter, Emma. I think they're there.
Thank you very much for coming and visiting the Capitol. Let's give them a round to recognize them.
And by way of clarification, she's been my first wife for 37 years. So, okay.
I was afraid to ask.
Representative Latterell and Stelzer. Mr. Speaker, all members present have voted.
The clerk will please display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there are 67 yeas, 3 excused.
Consent calendar bills having achieved a majority vote of the members-elect hereby passed. Are there any questions on the title? Seeing none, the title is deemed correct. Second reading of House bills. Representative Gosch.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I would move to defer the remainder of the calendar to Tuesday, February 3rd, the 14th legislative day.
Is there a second? Those in favor of the Gosch motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay.
No.
Motion carried. There being no objection, the House will revert back to order previous business, number 5, reports of standing committees.
Mr. Speaker, the Committee on Legislative Procedure respectfully reports that the Office of Engrossing and Rolling has carefully compared House Bill 1045 and finds the same correctly enrolled. Respectfully submitted, Dean Wink, Chair.
An act to revise certain provisions regarding licensure of dentists and dental hygienists and registration of dental auxiliaries. Announcements. Representative Virgio.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. House Transportation will meet at 10 o'clock Tuesday morning in room 14. Come early, stay late.
Representative Musterman.
House Health and Human Services, Tuesday morning, 7:45. See you then.
Representative Solem.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. House Tax will not have a meeting on Tuesday morning. Thank you.
Representative Consett.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. House Local Government will not meet on Tuesday.
Representative Quam.
Ag and Natural Resources will meet at 7:45. Come and have fun.
Any other announcements? We all have good windshield time coming and going here to the session. I would give you a quote from Mark Twain to contemplate on your way back. He said, "The two most important days of your life are the day you were born and the day you figure out why." I would suggest that some of your work here will reflect and probably answer some of the questions you might have on that second question. Representative Anderson, you got anything to say here today?
Mr. Speaker, I move we adjourn.
Second.
All in favor of adjournment signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Have a good weekend.